numbers.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me grab, maybe I'll get that rate reduced. We'll do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Hi, Rusty. How are you? Happy Friday.
Oh, just fine. Thank you.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. I hear you working there, so I'm going to respect your time, okay? My, you're very welcome.
You can do two things at the same time.
Are you like me, a multitasker?
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine. I'm, in fact, one of the regional specialists. I handle the pricing and details for your area. And you've been talking here with Tara, my representative, who does a wonderful job explaining the outline of our program. However, she was requesting, it looks like, an established business rate, because you've been in business since 2019, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so almost the five-year mark. almost. So let's take a look. Now, before we get into price and details, any questions for me as far as how the program works or the placement that we do?
Not really. I venture to guess after we get this established, I'll get an email with a whole bunch of information.
Absolutely. We always send you everything in writing, just, you know, as far as, like, everything that we discuss, so that way you see it there in writing. So.
Sure.
A couple of things I'm looking at. Now, she mentioned your current location is in the 883501, correct? That's where you're based out of now. Because I know you were in one location and then it changed, right?
Yeah, and since I've, the region I live in, if you're familiar with, is it's Idaho, Oregon, Washington. I've never been licensed in Oregon. I haven't done any contracting in Oregon, but
okay.
I've done extensive work in Idaho and Washington since I started. I've done mostly commercial work, but in Sandpoint, Athol, Uniontown, Walla Walla, Lewiston, Clarkson, Annatone. Pretty big, honestly.
Yeah, I would say. Okay. And so Tara tells me, but now where you're based out of, you only go as far as like 15 miles. Before, you used to travel like a distance.
Well,
but you're no longer needed to do that.
Is that I was subcontracting for a general contractor that I had worked with for years. And so they had projects in those areas, so that's why I was traveling.
Okay, makes sense.
Contracts in those areas from a contractor from this area.
Okay, definitely makes sense now. Okay, and then now let me ask you this. Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
I don't. I don't do anything with my business on Facebook. But, of course, I use the platform, but I don't promote anything on my business. So.
Okay. No worries. I'll tell you why I'm asking, because the package that I'm kind of leaning towards for you is our Platinum package. One thing I'll say, Rusty, the major benefit of this particular listing is really going to be in the exclusivity. So what I mean by that is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google, we close out the category. We're not going to turn around, sign up one of your competitors. We work exclusively with you to ensure that your company is getting the maximum amount of calls and exposure. Now, I believe by you being listed ahead of your competitors, I believe that that would be a benefit for your business, right? Being ahead of them. Absolutely.
Well, in this day and age, folks click on their phone, and who comes up is it has – troubles.
Yes. No. Of course. Now, the way that we work here, okay, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. Our program is month to month. There's no contracts. We don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. So being that, you know, we're now considering you an established business, because I'm assuming you're like right almost at that five-year mark. When do you turn 5 years, if you don't mind me asking?
I guess that would be 2024, I believe. probably June of 2024.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to put in the established business discount. So what you would be looking at is a flat monthly rate of $249 a month. It will come with a one-time setup fee of $99, but the setup fee is just to cover your programming. So that would make your initial investment to get started today, $348. Now, every month after that, you would then just be paying the $249 a month with no contracts. And what this would include for you, okay, is first page placement on Google. So we would get you PIN verified, create you that profile page, optimize it, and maintain it on that first page of Google. Content creation on Bing. We build you a business Facebook page, and we would be running Facebook ads. Basically, those ads are going to retarget anyone performing a search on Google for your services, and even if they didn't call you, but now they're on Facebook looking through pictures or stories, that's when they would see your ad appear. Now, this is what's going to help you actually reach more new potential clients and will make it unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. It'll be a click-to-call app. Now, in addition to that, we're going to list you on Apple, Yelp, Yahoo. And I didn't see a website, right? I'm not missing one.
No. The only website I additionally had that was on the Better Business Bureau. And,
okay.
Wasn't really using it because of the way that I did. I was getting commercial contracts coming my direction. I wasn't actually looking for work. And
right.
So Better Business Bureau wasn't doing anything for me. And so I let it go. Now that I'm going down this avenue, and the reason I'm going down this avenue is because I need to establish a group of carpenters that I can pull to do my commercial projects. So I want to establish a residential side, you know, additions, remodels, spec homes, that type of thing.
Right.
So that I have a group of carpenters, you know, that I can count on when I do the projects I want to do.
Awesome. Awesome. So the reason that I ask is because I would like to include a website for you at no additional cost. And so that website, we can add pictures of your work. We can, you know, we'll write a biography about your company. We'll list your services. We'll attach that website where your business is being promoted so that they get to learn the quality work that you do and more about your company. And then we also include the voice activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and give you that exposure as well on mobile devices. So whether someone's doing a search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they can still find you on the first page of Google immediately. So pretty much what we're doing here is covering all of your bases.
Fair enough.
Okay. Any thoughts? Any questions?
No, I don't think so. Right? I really want to overlook the email and the information on that, of course. But no, it's definitely something I'm interested in.
Okay. Well, let's get the email over to you. What's the best email for you?
J-O Blassingame.
J-O what, I'm sorry?
Blassingame, B-L-A-S-I-N-G-A-M-E.
Your phone kind of cut out. I got J-O and then it's B as in boy, L-A-S, like Sam, I-N-G.
Second, let me look at.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of works. All my. I have a business email, but I don't know the exact.
It's okay, whichever one you want me to send it to. So J O B L A S
I N G.
Uh huh.
A N E.
Okay.
At Yahoo.
At Yahoo. So J O E is J O, and then Blassingame at Yahoo.com, right?
Correct, but it's just J-O, not J-O.
J-O. Yeah, J-O. So I'm sending you this email right now. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it will say Google and Facebook marketing. Everything is going to be entailed that I just told you that's included with this program, with the price being $249 a month, the $99 one-time setup fee, and that it is a month-to-month program with everything included. Are you able to open up this email while we're on the phone now?
So you said that this was like an introductory rate because I was...
What it is, so I'll explain, Rusty. So this rate is a rate that I'll honor. The position itself, okay, is a position that is available today. It just opened up. So right now, Tara, like my other representatives, are calling through the area to really find us a company that's a good fit, right? So the reason that you qualified was because even as I've been searching, you know, the name of your company, right, online, just to see what type of online presence you have, I don't really find anything negative regarding your company. I feel like Bill Doom, you know, I did see the Angies, and then there also appeared to be the Better Business Bureau, right? So you have nothing negative regarding your company, and that definitely tells me that you've been providing a quality type of service. I mean, you've been in business almost 5 years, right? So if you were, I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. I said I've been a carpenter for 35 years, yes, sir.
Oh, well then, okay. Definitely the experience has got you, right? So,
you guys started a business, no.
Yes, sir.
I was a union carpenter for 20 years.
Exactly. So here's where we feel that you're a company that provides a quality type of service. Now, if we were to proceed to move forward, right, you want to move forward with the position, we would close it out. So we stop the calls because now we're working with you in that position, right? We don't work with many businesses. It's one business per industry per area. And the reason for this is to ensure that the company that we're working with is getting the maximum amount of exposure. If we were to work with you, let's say in your competitors, we're now working against ourselves, right? And nobody benefits from that. So that's why we work in this way, okay? So just to kind of make it simplified, you can take all the time you want to think about this, review the email, do whatever research you need to do, but Rusty, we're still calling through the area, even as you and I have been talking on the phone, okay? And I don't say that in any way whatsoever to pressure you at all. Oh. I don't. We're just calling through the area to fill this position.
That is, you know, it's something that I want to establish, and it's not like... I can shop around. You guys are the only guys to do it. So, yes, let's go ahead and do this.
Okay, I just sent you the email to your inbox. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it says Google and Facebook marketing, okay? This second email, Rusty, that I'm going to send you, okay, for me, this is the beauty of the program. Is being able to track your success. So you're going to have a client dashboard, which is going to allow you to track your phone calls. You can see your text messages. You could see, or not text messages, you could see how many times you came up in the search results, right? View your keywords, okay. View your profiles, how many calls you received, how many times they clicked on your ad. So you're going to be able to see all of that. So I'm sending you an email on that as well, and it'll say client dashboard analytics. So that way you just kind of have an idea of how that reporting system will look, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, on this phone number that you and I are speaking on, Rusty, can you also get text messages to this phone number? Okay, beautiful. Now, I'm going to send you a series of text messages. I am what's considered the lead on the account. However, I always, always, always like to provide my information just so that you have it for your records. So the first text that you're going to receive is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my phone number and my extension. Okay? Now the second text that's going to be coming through any second now is going to have the number to our customer service department. Now you're going to have a team that is dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have an update, a change, a question, a concern, you're going to contact customer service. We are always here. Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. We're in California, Fountain Valley. We're on the same time zone. So we're always here, Monday through Friday, okay? Except for Thanksgiving, we are observing the holiday and the day after, okay? I think if anything, the day after, they might just have customer service open half day. They haven't really said anything yet, but I know for sure Thanksgiving, we're not here, okay? And then I'm also sending you a YouTube video, okay? The video is about 6 minutes long. When you have time, I want you to take a look at the video because it's actually going to walk you through on how you go in and track your results with us. And it is nothing complicated. I want you to get familiar with it, okay? Did two of the messages come through to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do me a favor. Can you, I want you to save us as a contact in your phone right now. And let me know when you're ready, and I'll tell you what number to save in your contacts, okay?
Is it
885-635-6225. And you're going to save it as Local Splash, okay? And what I'm going to do, too, is I'm going to email the video. I'm going to actually email it to you as well, the video, because for some reason it's lagging to text to you. So I'm going to send it to your email. It'll say video link on it. So this way, when you have time, I want you to watch that video just so that you can get familiar with how you're going to log into your reporting system. So, Joe... I'll put YouTube video. Yeah, and then you'll just save that as Local Splash. So this way it's already in your contacts. I always have whoever works with us to save that there because that's important. This way you already have it. You're not having to search for the number, right?
Oh, yeah. Don't recognize the number.
Right. That's why I say to do it for that reason. Okay. Now, your first name, is it Rusty or is that like a nickname?
No, Joe's my, my name's Rusty Joe, but.
Okay. So it's Rusty Joe, but you go by Rusty? Okay. What's your last name?
Flashing game.
Oh. Okay. I thought maybe you were a gamer or something.
I know. I was football.
Okay. You're so silly. Now, the number that you want listed for the business, is that going to be the 208-792-7786? And that would be the best number for us to also contact you?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then, let's see here. Now, the company name. You want it to read as capital R, and then the ampersand with spaces in between, and then capital J, contracting?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Google's going to send out this PIN code to you, and the PIN code's going to come in the mail. It's going to look like a postcard. It's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So what address do you want them to mail it to? And it can't be a P.O. box, just an FYI.
921 Bryden.
Okay, and that's Lewiston. I have it as 83501 is the zip code?
Correct.
Is that like your physical address where you live at?
It is both, yes.
Okay, so we're going to hide the address, just an FYI.
I just bought the property. But it is a heavy commercial phone.
So. But you get mail there, right?
Yes, I do. I have a shop there, but in the future, I'm turning it into a full commercial. It's a house now, but it's on a strip that's been,
uh-huh.
It's the second busiest road in this valley. And they're trying to get the houses removed from the road. And, you know, it's just been a long process. But they've been trying to get the houses removed from that road for 20 years.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, we'll make sure that the address is hidden anyways. Okay. And then if later, I mean, let's say now it's a whole, you know, you've already done all the work that you wanted to do on it. And if you want the address to appear, you know, you just let us know. But in the meantime, we're going to hide it. Okay. Typically the address, Google wants it to show when it's like a actual storefront, like someone's going to buy products or what have you. Okay.
So, yeah. And then within 5 years, I'm going to change it to a full commercial building.
Oh, yeah. So, and then if you want it, you know, then for the address to show, we can always update that. That's not a problem. Okay, for it to
show.
Yeah,
my business, I'm going to use it for other businesses.
Oh, nice. Okay. Now, for the payment, Rusty, the card that we're using today, is that card in your name, the business name,
yeah,
or is it in both?
Both.
Okay. How does your name read on the card?
It is a business account, but it's only my name on the card.
Okay. How does your name read on it?
Twice. It reads Rusty Blackingame, and it reads Rusty Jones.
Okay. So it reads on there Rusty Joe Blackingame?
Both.
Okay.
It reads both. Rusty Blackingame, and then below that, it reads Rusty Joe Blackingame.
Okay. Interesting how they did it like both.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
But it's just business account.
Okay, got it. So the business name isn't actually on there. It's just how it reads.
No.
Okay.
And Jay is a DBA. My business name is my.
Okay, so it shows you as Rusty Blackingame, but then on the bottom, it shows it as Rusty Joe Blackingame, right?
That's what it shows on the card, yes.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm just going to do it like this. And it's the same billing address as well? Okay. I'm sorry, you had a question?
How much are you going to be billing?
So we're going to be billing today, $348. I'm going to actually walk you through a voice verification recording. That's going to be for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date, stating that today you would be paying $348 and that your payments moving forward will be $249. So I'll be very descriptive on it. Now, it's also going to mention, Rusty, okay, we ask that you at least stick it out 2 months, because with Google, you know, it's not like tomorrow you're on the first page. However, we call it a 2-month verbal agreement. It is not a contract. You're still paying monthly. It's also going to state in there as well that if you choose to pause or cancel it, you can do so at any time. All we ask is that you call 3 business days before your billing is due, so this way you don't get charged. And that's it. We part as friends. Okay? And I read that to you before we even process your payment. All right? So, now, the billing address, you said it was still the same as your home address, or as the address you gave me, the 921 Brighton?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa debit.
Okay. And then what is the card number when you're ready?
(44) 93 66 00 00 27 69 61 is good through 11 of 25, and the 3-digit code is 849.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. 44 93 66 00 00 27 69 61, correct?
Correct.
Expiration is November of the year 25, And the CVV code on the back is 849, right?
Correct.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account here with us. You have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, Rusty, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
City I was born in was Spokane, Washington.
Spokane? Okay. Let me put Spokane on here. All right. Now I'm going to turn on the recording. Please keep in mind if there's something that you do not understand, just stop me. So that way I can review it with you and rephrase it. Again, I want you to have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good? Okay. I'm going to turn on the recording, Rusty, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
RNJ Contracting.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Rusty Joe Blassingame, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, my business is a sole proprietorship.
Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
I am the only authorized user.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Excuse me, I'd like you to restate that.
Yeah. Let me go back to the phone calls, okay? Let me go back to that first. So what we're saying on that one, right? Do you agree? I kind of skipped on the one part. So whenever we have updates for you, right, on your account, sometimes we know that you're in the middle of a job. You cannot answer the call. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours, okay? Now, you're going to also have more presence online, right? So you might get a call from someone that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with our company. We are never going to ask you to spend more money than the $249 a month. Okay? So to go back to that question, what we're asking is, do you agree, okay, to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
No.
So you don't agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails?
When it's convenient, I'm not going to pick that phone call because you call me. No.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. No. What we're saying is, so that's why I was telling you. Like sometimes when we call you, Rusty, and you can't pick up the phone, we'll leave you a message, or we'll text you, or we'll email you. So we just ask, at least respond within 24 business hours, okay? I mean, do you agree to that, to respond to us within 24 business hours?
I do.
Okay. Now, I want you to also be aware, because you know how I was telling you, you might get someone calling you that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not Local Splash. We're not going to call you to ask you for more money. So if somebody called you, let's just say somebody did, right? We'd like to be proactive. If someone called you and told you, Rusty, you needed to pay $5, you don't give them any money. As a matter of fact, you know what you ask them? What's my security question? They will hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us. This is why we are proactive with all of our accounts, and we put security questions for your protection. Even if it's us calling you, still ask, what's my security question? Okay? We do it for that reason. Okay? So you don't give anyone any money. Take down the phone number and you call us immediately if that were to ever happen and someone's trying to charge you additional charges. Okay? Because it's not us. All right?
Sure.
All right.
I'm going to get 10,000.
You know what? You don't even have to answer them. You just tell them, I'm already working with someone. Thank you. And disconnect the call. That's it. You don't have to even entertain that conversation. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And what I want to do is I would like to explain this one first. Okay. So what this means, all we're saying is, we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a ring and just say, hey, I'm going to be doing this. We will reference it to make sure that it's not part of the program that we're already including under your services that we're providing you, because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So like if you said, hey, I'm going to be paying for Facebook ads, we would tell you don't do it because we're already including it in our services. So you don't need to spend more money on that. Okay? We're aware you got the Angie's leads and other directories that you're listed on, but that's all we ask. Just give us a call and just say, hey, this is what I'm going to be doing, and we'll tell you, okay, yeah, it's not part of what we're doing, so you're fine. Okay? We just want to help you save money, not invest more money. Okay? Make sense?
Sure.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 10th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, Rusty, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is December 10th, 2023 is when your second payment will be charged in the amount discounted of $249. Now, once the term is completed, it will automatically renew. So it's going to be a recurring charge, means it's going to automatically renew each month on the 10th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number that I told you to save in your contacts, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you at least call us 3 business days before that billing is due so that you don't incur that charge. So you already know if you have to pause it or cancel it, you call 3 business days before the 10th so that way you don't get charged. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Now, I'm updating the package, Rusty, and then I'm going to be processing the payment. I also need to schedule a client interview for you. Now, the client interview basically is going to be with our technician. We're going to block out an hour. The client interview can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. Basically, what they're going to talk to you about is the website, the Facebook page, the Facebook ads, the keywords, the areas we're targeting. This is where the magic is going to happen. And you don't need to be in front of a computer. Do you think you would have time today for your client interview? I have one appointment left for 3 to 4. Would that work for you?
Yeah.
Perfect. Let me do this. I'm going to kind of jump ahead on something. So I'm going to put you in for your client interview. They're going to call you from an 877 number between 3 and 4 o'clock. I need you to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason when we call you, you're in the middle of a job, right? You need 5 or 10 more minutes. Please just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back 5 minutes, 10 minutes, okay? And we will call you right back. The sooner we get you through this client interview, the faster we will be moving, okay? And we'll send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. So let me send you this calendar invite. And then in a couple minutes, you're going to be getting your receipt, and we're just going to go over a couple of notes for the technician so that they know where to start from. By chance, do you have a business logo yet, or would you like us to create one for you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. And then how far, I know Tara put 15. Do you want us to run the Facebook ads within the 15-mile radius? The furthest you could ever go with those Facebook ads is going to be 50 miles. So how far do you want to target?
I'd say 40 because 30 miles up the road is Moscow and Pullman.
Which is okay.
WSU, University of Idaho.
Okay.
So there's
okay.
Yeah, up there.
So we'll say 40.
Yeah,
that'll work.
If it's there's a lot of issues with working that far away from my shop, but if it's profitable enough, I'm definitely willing to go up the hill.
You're like, then I'm going, right? If it makes money, then it makes sense. Okay. All right, so let me do this here. Okay, and I'm going to put 40. And then it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
But I'm only licensed in Idaho. I'm not licensed for.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's not a requirement. I just always ask out of habit. So I'll just put, are you insured too, or that's in the process?
Nope, I'm
sorry, your phone cut out. You said yes? My apologies.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm fully insured.
Oh, good.
General liability and LNI.
Awesome. You're like, listen, I've been doing this a long time, Nadine, of course. And then I'm putting has photos, has business logo. You know, also if you take...
I did a go around at this and...
You what? I'm sorry?
I owned a business in the mid-2000s.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did, and then the market crashed in 2009, and I went to the
union. Oh, man.
Decided it was time to, you know, honestly, truth of it, like, got sick of it and not having any say-so.
Right. Better to be your own boss, right? Make your own hours.
Thing about it, yeah, I was a union carpenter for 20 years, and I was a foreman, and I get dictated in terms, but I got them pushed right on me and told me to make it happen. And,
wow. Well, good for you. Now, you want me to list you for residential and commercial work?
Absolutely.
Okay. And what are the services that you want me to notate on here, Rusty, just to kind of give the technician an idea of where to start from? Carpentry, remodels, flooring, what do you want me to list?
No, I do more foundations.
Foundations?
And wholesale, but... It seems that everybody wants a category nowadays. I do more foundations than anything. Traditionally, throughout the course of the years, I've done more framing contracts. I do buildings from Frankie.
So do you want me to, okay, do you want me to notate like concrete, carpentry, framing, custom home builder? What do you want me to put?
Well, I would definitely say concrete and framing.
Okay.
Foundation. A lot more stuff.
And this is just to kind of give them an idea. Now, of course, during your client interview, you can give them a whole lot more. They're going to go more in depth on that. I just want them to kind of have a general idea of some of the services, so this way they know where to go, where to start from, and where to go.
Sure.
So
since I've had my business in 2019, I've done 8 commercial foundations.
Wow.
That's the bulk of work.
Wow.
One full commercial thing.
That's awesome. Man, that's good. And then now, so we'll be listing your actual phone number, right? We could, if you're interested, we could put a tracking number that would be linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. Now, this would allow you to track your calls, your messages. If a spam call came in, you can even block a spam call. Do you prefer, Rusty, that it be your phone number listed there, or would you be interested in a tracking number?
For now, yeah. I definitely think I'm going to get a phone number for myself that's not associated with any business.
So you want it to be your phone number for now listed, right?
Yeah.
Not the tracking number.
Yes. Yeah, I think I'm just going to get a new line.
That's fine. Okay. And then let's see here. Oh, your Facebook page. So how we create the Facebook page, okay? All Facebook business pages are created through one's personal page. Nobody sees your personal page. They're all created that way, so this way you have access to your business page on Facebook, okay, because you're the owner of it. How do I find you on Facebook? Are you just by Rusty Blassengame or?
Yeah, Rusty Blassengame.
So by your first and last name, right? Let's see. Eastern Oregon, I think I found you. Okay. All right. Now, what are your hours of operation, Rusty? Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday
through Friday. What are your typical hours?
I don't want 9 to 5. I don't want to receive phone calls.
9 to 5?
Right.
Okay. Saturday and Sunday closed?
Even phone calls Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. So do you just want me to keep it as Monday through Friday, 9 to 5? I mean, people are probably still going to call you Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, for sure. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
But at least saying you rather than not.
So I'll just leave it as Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. But again, that doesn't mean someone's still not going to call you even after 5. Now, when we are contacting you, right, do you prefer that our method of contact with you, that it be phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference? Phone and text?
No.
Text message only?
Yeah, I already. Phone calls.
I'm sorry, your phone cut out.
Yeah, just text. I already received too many phone
calls.
Okay,
just text. You got it. And what are the forms of payments that you accept, Rusty? Do you take check, cash, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App? What do you accept?
The credit card, I Venmo.
You do Venmo?
No.
No? Okay. Do you do cash?
Yes, cash and credit card.
Cash and credit card. Okay. Zelle?
No.
Okay. So cash and credit card. All right. Now, just a couple things. I need you, if you can, I need you to look for your receipt. It'll say initial invoice. We sent it to your email. We also sent it to you in a text message. And it'll say, Dear Rusty, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. It would have came either before or after the welcome one.
Before or after?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Take it you want me to hit the click here?
Yeah, click on where it says click here, and now it's going to take you to a page that'll say Local Splash. Terms of experience. Let me know when you're on that page.
Yep.
Okay. So under your services, right, this is what you're getting. You're getting the Google Business Profile access, okay, and then you're also getting the optimization of it. So we're going to be doing the posting on that Google Business Profile, updates, all of the content creation on it, okay. You're going to have the Facebook page access and Facebook ads. That is part of your package. You're going to have the directory submission as well, okay? And then let me see. My computer's, like, slowing down for some reason. I'm, like, going, but it's, like, playing catch-up. What in the world? Okay. Now, where'd it go? Bear with me here. Rusty, my computer's over here, like, taking its time. Okay. Now, you're going to also have, as I mentioned, the directory submission, the My Site customized website. So your category qualifies for that. That is going to be part of your package. It's more of a customized website to fit your business that has the automatic SEO settings. As a matter of fact, Rusty, if you take videos of your work, we can even add a video on there. Okay? And then we talked about the Facebook page, business access and the Facebook ads. Google ads and Google guaranteed are products that we do assist with. It is not part of your package. I feel right now where you're kind of at with the business, this package, the platinum one, is the best fit for you. If you ever want to do Google ads, they are more expensive. Not to say that they don't work, but you're going to have a better conversion rate with the Facebook ads. But if you ever want to do Google ads or hear about Google Guaranteed, those are always options for you, okay? Google Workspace. They might offer that to you during your client interview. You don't have to do it. It is an additional charge. It's like having a work email that would say rusty@rnjcontracting.com, okay? Advanced reporting system is part of your package. Our live client support team, it shows you there Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. We will communicate to you through a text message, delivery dates. So starting from today, okay, I'm going to give you the timeline. 6 to 10 days, you're going to get a PIN code in the mail from Google. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So you'll get that in the mail. 5 to 7 days, your Facebook page is going to be created. We're going to send you your login credentials to start logging in and tracking your results with us, and you're going to be listed in all the directories. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads will be live. Those will be up and running. And your website will be up as well. They'll be able to already view your website, okay? Now, in our terms and conditions, and we always state this in writing, our promise is that you'll be on the first page of Google between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you, Rusty, that many times I've seen where it's happened sooner. So as soon as you get that PIN code, I urge you to give us a PIN code right away. Now, in the meantime, we're going to get everything else up and running, but we'll be sending you notifications, too, giving you a heads up like, hey, you're on the first page now. Your Facebook ads are live. You're in the directories. Your website's live. We're going to keep you in the loop, too, okay? Now, under payments, it shows that you paid $348 to activate your services. $99 was the setup fee, and the $249, we break it down for you. We take $100 of that and allocate it to your Facebook ads. You are not incurring a cost per click or additional click fees. We're handling all of that, okay? You're paying a flat rate. The monthly after, you see there the breakdown again, $149 plus $100, $249. Seasonal holds, cancellations. We ask that you call 3 business days before your billing is due so that you don't get charged. Where it shows mobile phone, it's your phone number listed there. That is the number that we will text. You're going to click on the little box that says, I agree to receive text messages sent to my phone number. And then you're going to click on the box below that that says that you're certifying that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all the information is true and accurate. And then at the bottom where it says to sign your name in that box, you're just going to type Rusty Blassingame. Don't need to put the date. It's already populated there. And then you're going to click on confirm signature. Now, when you do that, let me know because you should then see it take you to a page asking you to enter a username and a password. Let me know once you see that.
Okay. Where do you want me to go to that?
Did you type the name and then confirm your signature?
No.
Oh,
okay.
Yes. Hold on.
Okay. No worries. Now, it should have taken you to a page that says username and password.
Correct.
Perfect. I wanted you to see this. This is where you're going to go in and track your results with us. So right now, we don't have your username or password yet, but be on the lookout within 5 to 7 days. You're going to get this link in an email with a username and a password, and you can update it to a password of your choice. This is why I want you to watch that video. Okay. All right. Now, reminder, today we're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. If I am not already on a phone call or in a meeting, if I'm available, I'm going to be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. But if I happen to be on another call, they're going to call you directly. Okay. We'll send you a reminder an hour before. Now, there's also another email that we sent to you and a text message, and it'll say, action, photos needed. So this is a way that we can get you PIN verified faster through Google. We give you a list of items that we would like you to kindly send us these photos. The ones that you do have, if you don't have certain ones, don't worry about it. Send us a picture of your work tools and or your work equipment. Send us a picture of your work vehicle, truck, or van, whatever you use. Send us a picture of your business license or your business registration or your business insurance. Send us a picture if you hand out business cards. Send us a picture of your business card. A picture of your workplace, like where you store your equipment. The more items that you send us photos on, the better, because what Google's doing now to benefit you is they're separating the fat from the cream. They're getting rid of the guys that aren't legitimate businesses that are taking away business from companies like yourself. And this is going to help us get you PIN verified faster. So send us whatever photos you can. Okay?
Okay.
And Rusty, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. Super excited. Did you have any other questions for me?
I'll tell you this. I'm a master carpenter that didn't want to do business for myself. I just got offered commercial contracts. And so I went and got my business license so I could do those contracts. That
good
was in 2005.
You.
That was in 2005.
Wow.
2019, the same thing happened to me, and I was so prepared to do it. In 2005, when I did it, I completed every contract that was brought to me, but I didn't seek out any more. It was a lot more than I was willing to handle at that point in my life. I was too young. I was in my early 30s, and I didn't want to work 18 hours a day. And now, 40s, and I do but work 18 hours a day. So.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that with me. That's awesome. I mean, you're doing it. You know what I mean? You're doing it. And you're a smart man. I mean, you know what you want. So you've set yourself up in a way where you know what you can handle and what you can or what you choose not to, right? I think that's the whole goal. I think sometimes.
So,
The sad part is sometimes some business owners drive themselves into the ground. I saw my uncle do it to himself. You know what I mean? Workaholic, constantly working, nonstop, you know, ran his own business. Yeah, he made good money, but the sad part was he wasn't really home. You know what I mean? And it was like, when do you get to enjoy the perks of being your own business owner? You know what I mean? When do you get to enjoy that? You should be able to enjoy life a little bit here and there, right?
So my grandfather was born destitute and left a multi-million-dollar estate to my family. And his son is doing the exact same thing, and he's 72 years old, and he works every single day, dark to dark. And but the thing is, that's what he wants to do.
That's what he wants to do. Yeah.
He has so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it, but that's what he wants to do.
Just to keep himself going, right?
Yeah. It's what gets him up in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it is kind of odd, but I've seen more than one gentleman amass enough money to forget the world exists, and that's not what they used to do.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's so funny because my mom retired. She worked for the school district for years. She retired. And then she turned around and she's like, nope, I'm going back to work part-time. I can't handle being at home. I'm all, are you serious? You complain so much. I couldn't wait to retire. Now that you're retired, she's like, no, I'm bored. I'm like, okay.
Well, being told you have to get up in the morning. Until you realize you were going to get up in the morning.
I'm like, oh man. I tell my kids all the time, you guys need to be smarter, like in your work ethics. Like, don't work harder. You know what I mean? Be smarter. So like if they don't ever listen anyways, you know, but then I think about it too. When I was their age, I didn't listen to my mom either. If I would have taken her advice a long time ago, I mean, I probably would have went through the things that I went through in life, you know, but they were my experiences and I needed to. I tell my kids all the time, what do you think? I got this gray hair for no reason or what? They just laugh at me. Not that I'm walking around with a full head of gray hair. I'll tell you, I dye it. I dye it, Rusty.
There's a mile in eighth grade. I literally walked the mile in eighth grade because they told me I had to run it. But I was in college, I was a star running back, and I had to run it. And I realized I like to run more than anything else. It was the fact they told me I had to do it.
Yeah, you're like, forget it. I'm going to walk it.
Yeah. But once I decided I wanted to, I loved it.
Aw.
Funny how that works, huh?
It is. Okay, Rusty. Well, again, it's been my pleasure. And don't forget, we're calling you between 3 and 4, okay?
Okay. I'll look forward to it.
All right. You have a good afternoon. All right. Talk to you in a bit. Bye-bye.